Stop! Hi, this is Iris Jackson, and this is Miracles Happen. Dreams do come true. And today I would like to talk to you about how you want 2007 to be. And one of the things that I recommend that you do is start really asking for what you want. Really, 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 really asking for what you want. And not in a way, you know, I used to ask for what I wanted from the universe sort of like this. I had a wonderful teacher of manifestation, and I worked with her for 8 years, and she was a master of manifestation. And she said, all you have to do is ask. All you have to do is ask. But so I was mad about the things that I hadn't gotten that I had asked and asked and asked for, but I didn't have a receiving of it because I was beating myself up until I got there. That was my modus operandi. That was the way I motivated myself. And so one of the things that you want to motivate yourself with is self-love and self-respect and self-honoring and self-cherishing and treating yourself like you wanted your parents to treat you and then treating everyone else the same way. The same way, treating all life the same way, not leaving any part of it out and going, well, you're not good, we're not going to bless you. That's bullshit. That will not fly. That will not get you where you want to go. So this teacher of manifestation said to me, Iris, the way you ask for things, she said, it's like there's a beautiful banquet and it's set just for you, and this is for everyone, not just for me, but if you look at it from your own personal point of view, the banquet is set up for you with everything you could imagine, all your favorite foods, people that serve you lovingly, with flowers and crystal and candles, and a beautiful tablecloth, and people around that love you. And then you say, pass the damn salt! Because there's something that you don't have that you want. So that is an inappropriate way to ask the source of all good and of all love. And we have done it. All of us have done that. All of us have had this talk with God where you go, you know, you could give me a little more damn help. You know, that one. And that is an inappropriate way. To them that have, it shall be given, means that when you have the consciousness of something, when you accept something in your being, then it is given to you and it cannot be kept from you. See, God only says yes. God has always said yes to you. You're the one that has delayed it. You're the one that has obstructed it. You're the one that has said, oh, listen to this one. I have worked with so many women that said to me, this is what I want. God, oh God, please send my twin flame, my true love, the one that where I can have a happily ever after love story, but not until I lose 10 pounds. Not until I'm established in my business. Not until I get this done. Not until I get that done. So when you're manifesting something and you keep putting it out in the future, have you noticed that life is very daily and it's always now? The power of now means I accept it now. I accept it now just the way I am, as I am. The victorious oneness of with the source of all good I am. this same manifestation teacher, the same master of manifestation, one time she said to me, I can write a check for any amount of money, and if the money is not there, it will be when the check comes. And that is knowing the source of all good. That is knowing who you are. All of the great teachers have always said, forever, it is inside you. It is inside you. It is inside the treasure chest that is within your heart, because that is your place of power. That is the place where you know the truth of who you are. Now, somebody said to me that felt really sorry for herself. See, self-pity is the most, it's like putting rust in your soul. It degrades. It always keeps you on the outside looking in. It's separating yourself from good. And this person was in a lot of self-pity, and because she felt like she just didn't get the support she needed from her family. And she was not coming from a source. She was not coming from taking care of herself. She was coming from looking for a host as a parasite and being resentful that it hadn't been given. And I had worked with her and given her a Ascended Master instruction for a few months. And she was not receiving it because she didn't have the acceptance level of receiving, because she was carrying all of this venom and resentment and self-pity. And see, in order to have, to them that have, it shall be given, means that when you ask for something, you're the one who is responsible for making a place in yourself to receive it. You have to match the frequency and vibration of what you're asking to bring in. And what is the way of doing that? When you ask for the salt, instead of going, pass the damn salt, and that's what this person was doing, pass the damn salt. When you do that, it's like, if you are the parent, would you reward your child for speaking that way? It doesn't have an energy of acceptance. So here's the correct way to ask. Beloved, I am presence of God in me and in all mankind. Would you pass the salt, please? Would you pass the $250,000 I need right now? Would you pass the support I need in Congress to get bills passed that are for the highest good of all? Asking for that which you desire and knowing they are God's divine desires for you. And that God only says yes. God only says yes. So if you have a picture of the I Am presence, and you can get a picture in any of the I Am reading rooms around the country or on the I Am Saint Germain Foundation. And the I Am presence is God that beats your heart. It is within you. and above you. It is the heart flame that is the silver cord from the source of all life that beats your heart at all times. God in you. God in you is the power. God in you is the source. God in you is the supply. God in you is the miracle working presence. And you need to get your relationship right with God. See, if you're holding resentment against any part of life, you are stopping up. It's like you've made a log jam. If money and supply and every good thing is a river, it's like you've dammed it up with logs. You know how beavers work, and they stop the water. It is a log jam in your manifestation if you resent anyone. If you're impatient with anyone, including yourself, that is not a vibration and frequency of the acceptance of good, my darling. And you want to put yourself in the way of good. You know those people that keep going from one relationship to another, but yet they keep having the same relationship with the next person? That's because no matter where you go, there you are. Or co-creation. So we need to forgive all of them so we're not holding resentment against God. And we're not holding resentment against... See, if I am the only presence acting, if God is the presence beating every heart... Sure, each of us may have had some distorted energy. In fact, we probably did. And we are here to make all things right now, my darling, to set all things right. And we can do that with the Ascended Master's Law of Forgiveness. We are here to raise our vibration and frequency. And waves upon waves upon waves of light are coming onto this planet now like never before, because we have asked for that. We have asked and asked and asked for the light of 1,000 suns to descend on this earth and make all things right, gently and lovingly and joyously. Now, a lot of people have thought that we had to have cataclysm. A lot of people have thought that we have had to have destruction to a lot of life. And I have a divine solution that's come to me in meditation, and I understand it's come to others. And the earth is in a process of ascension. It is coming to a higher and higher and higher and higher vibration, and it is throwing off the frequencies and vibrations that have been allowed on this planet that are destructive. And let me define destructive for you. When it doesn't serve every part of life, it doesn't serve any part of life. So if there's some solution that has to do with revenge, with punishment, with retaliation, with preemptive strike, it is not a divine solution. And I always remember this saying from the Course in Miracles that says, you can be sure that any problem the Holy Spirit solves will be one in which no one loses. And so I do not think that has to be by cataclysm. My information from my Ascended Master Guides is that there is an alternative universe that has been prepared for those who wish to still be at war, for those who still wish to judge and take revenge for those who wish to do anything less than that which is a service to all life. That can just split off. You know that that video we've all seen where the egg and the sperm unite and they become one cell and then it divides. See, my idea is, in the Bible it says, there shall be a change that takes place in the twinkling of an eye. All the prophecies have said by 2012 we will have a totally new earth. We will have the permanent golden age. That means an age of enlightenment. That means an age of joy. That means an age of freedom. That means an age of freedom from everything that we have thought life was on this planet. Because those of us who are willing are being birthed as the planet itself ascends. We have called forth as above, so below. We have called the Ascended Master's octave to be grounded and focused into this earth plane and to free all life from everything that has caused distress to life. The destiny of Earth is to become an Ascended Master planet, to send out only love, to send out only blessings. And there is an alternative reality available for all those who still wish to suffer and to cause suffering and to bring it back into themselves. And that is not for thee and me, my darling. The vision that I am called to, the vision that I see within, the vision when I commune with my I Am presence, when I commune and call forth the Ascended Masters, and I call them forth to speak through me, and I call them forth to speak through anyone and everyone who is ever on this radio show. I call them forth to speak to you, to give to you what will uplift, illumine, inspire, prosper, bless, heal, harmonize, guide, and call forth your I Am consciousness and the victory of your mission in all ways. I haven't asked for any sponsors. I am the presence of God in me that does sponsor and give my own work. As I am guided by the Ascended Masters, I am sponsored by the Ascended Masters. Now, what does it mean to be sponsored by the Ascended Masters? It means that you know what the budget is. It is unlimited to do good. It is a willingness to receive millions of dollars or whatever support, assistance, encouragement is required. That is the very highest to fulfill your mission. I have given all of my wage earning capacity gifts and all that's come through me for about 15 years. And every year I have become wealthier. Every year. Jesus went to the picnic and said, "What do we got?" And he was shown, and this is, look in your own house first. It's the first law of manifestation. What are your resources already? You probably have what you want and need already. It may be in a different form than what you were expecting. And you have it already. Look in your own house first, and then ask for what you need. Years ago, I had an assistant who was very good, very organized. She could find anything. She was a jewel in a million ways. But you know what? She didn't really care about herself or what she was doing that much. Doing one thing was just the same as the other if she could pay her bills. And I paid her well, and we got on for a time, and then one day I just saw she didn't care about the work I was doing with the same passion and love and devotion to life, to all life, your life, my life. It's the same to me that your dreams come true as that mine do. See, God has a blueprint written on your heart. You need to keep on dreaming, keep on shining, keep on asking. Not like pass the damn salt, but beloved, I am presence of God in me. Please reveal to me the good I already have in order to give my best gifts and give them in the greatest possible ways. You have to be willing to risk, my darling. Everything I have is always on the line. If it doesn't serve all life, I relinquish it mentally, emotionally, etherically, and physically. In all ways, in all planes, in all dimensions. And I have the most beautiful, precious, dear prince of a husband. I have the most beautiful house and home and garden. I have a gardener who serves me and who serves the flowers like an angel. I have a person who cleans for me that is a loving, shining presence. She does it unto God, and that is felt here. That is felt and known. She gives her very best. I have an assistant who cares about you and that your dreams come true as much as I do. And I wrote down a few years ago what I wanted. I said, I want someone who is passionately, joyously serving her divine blueprint, who is serving, who is giving her best gifts and is giving them joyously in a way that is an upliftment to all life, who is interested in uplifting everyone she ever touches. See, the assistant I had before used to sort of get bickering. I'd send her on an errand or have her call someone, and she'd get bickering with somebody on the phone. And I said, that's not the way I treat people. That's not what I want. So I said, my beloved, I am presence of God in me. Please send me in outer manifestation the beloved, beautiful, precious, dear angel that you want to help me send this forth. And she is with me now. And I showed her one day, a couple weeks ago, this note I had written to my I Am Presence. And make it a love note. When you approach your I Am Presence, the source of all good, when you approach the throne of God, and it is within your heart, the throne of God is within your heart. The treasure chest is within your heart. The instructions are within your heart. They are within your heart, beloved one. You know, my biggest problem with that has been that when I got the instructions, my mind, my analytical mind, and the part that wanted to be responsible, you know, for doing my part would say, can it be that easy? Could it really be that easy? That can't be the instructions. Are you sure? And I would not be sure it was, it came from my I Am presence. I would think it was from my mind. Well, that was my mind that was saying that, that it couldn't be that easy, that it couldn't be that simple. God is very simple. And I don't mean not powerful. I mean, when God is making a daffodil, God makes a daffodil. It isn't anything else. It is a pure expression of its own self. And that's what you came to be and do. A pure expression of your true self. Make that your goal this year. To be a true and pure expression of your true self. And where you find that is not in the doingness. It is in the beingness. I love this thing that John Randolph Price says. John Randolph Price, I recommend all of his books. I recommend all of his books. And at first, when I first heard him speak, I was a little put off because he sounded a little bit like a Southern Baptist minister. And my experience of that was hellfire and brimstone. And in my experience of God, I am within my heart. I feel only gentleness. I feel only gentleness. I feel only love. I feel only concern for all life. A wanting, a desiring for all life to be happy. Happy, 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 happy. Joyous and free. Free from all the burdens we've laid on ourselves. Free. Vested with all the powers that set all life free. There are these great, 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 great outpourings of light. They're coming from the karmic board. Today is the last day that the karmic board meets until July. July 1st till the 8th, the karmic board is like the cosmic Make-A-Wish Foundation. Anything you're desiring to have, put it out today to the karmic board. It consists of ascended masters and cosmic beings. I know the beloved ascended lady master Kuan Yin is on the karmic board. I know the beloved ascended lady master Nada is on the karmic board. I believe Saint Germain is, and I'm not sure of all of the beings that are on the karmic board now. And I know that they are beings of the greatest, highest light that you can attune yourselves to. And one of the things that I've asked, see, the first thing you ask the karmic board for when they're meeting is you ask for what you would like for the planet. What you would like to have happen for the planet. Well, I would like everything that happens for the planet to be joyous and harmonious and loving and fun. For it to be a great miracle that takes place in the twinkling of an eye, in one mighty stroke of the violet transmuting flame of love and healing and forgiveness that sets all life free from all the distress we've placed upon ourselves, from everything that's kept us from being wholly joyous. In the Course in Miracles, it says, if you are not perfectly happy, you are refusing to acknowledge God's will for you. Now, I have given that a lot of serious meditation, and it means exactly what it says. God's will for you is perfect happiness, and if you're experiencing anything else, you're refusing to acknowledge God's will for you, and you're refusing to have it. So I want to ask you to make a place for yourself, to make a place for yourself to receive those things that maybe you've asked for years. You've asked for years and years and years and years and years. It seems like forever for certain things. Well, my darling, with these great outpourings of light and asking the karmic board, the cosmic Make-A-Wish Foundation, that doesn't mean they do it for you. It means they give every possible Ascended Master encouragement, support, opportunity, guidance for you to bring it forth, your heart's desire. And what you need to do is first ask for the planet. Write it in pencil. First ask for the planet the things you'd like to see. One thing I'd like to see is the truth revealed everywhere. And for all of us acting for the highest good of all. And for all of us asking without malice, without resentment for any of the past, for exactly what we want now. So I'm asking for all the changes that take place on Earth, take place gently now. I am asking for an awakening of such magnitude that nobody on this planet could hurt any other part of it. See, I am a mom. I carried children under my heart. And my connection with my children changed me so much to become a mom, to know what mother love is. And I'm writing letters to Nancy Pelosi, to the head of the Democratic Committee, to Howard Dean, to Hillary Clinton, to Dianne Feinstein, and to the Democratic National Committee, because all of them have received a lot of financial support from my husband and I this last few years, because we are some of the ones who want the war stopped. And we hired this Democratic Congress and Senate. Most of all, the American people hired them to get this war stopped, to get back the Constitution, to get back the Bill of Rights, to put our priorities in the right place. See, one of the things that really confused me about Hurricane Katrina was all the concern and about how the National Guard was called out to stop looting. To stop looting. Instead of, how are we going to get everyone out of these places where they're trapped? How are we going to feed everyone? How are we going to keep everyone warm? How are we going to get everyone homes? How can we love? How can we support? See, I can't imagine myself being a merchant in that condition and worrying about my ass, worrying about my store, protecting my junk. I would have been out there seeing what I could do to help everyone else. I wouldn't give a flying about my store. And we've got to come to that place where we love and serve and honor and support life. The money that is spent in Iraq to kill people, your children, my children, Iraqi children, I don't care, Sikh children, whatever persuasion they are, those are our children. And I'm just speaking as a mom. I'm just speaking as a mom. And I said to the Democrat, get ready to beep, Don. Get ready to, you know. I wrote this. I said, stop that fucking war. And I mean it. Stop it now. Stop it today. When I saw this thing, I just was going to get my email, and I saw that the Pentagon was asking for $92 billion for the Iraqi war and more troops. I said, that, just that, would feed, clothe, educate, house, nurture, and take care of every man, woman, and child on earth. If we have those resources, let's put them to uplifting life. Let's put them to educating ourselves in the ways of learning to get along, loving, honoring, nurturing, supporting, communicating, diplomacy. So, you know, I got all these letters after the election asking for money for the presidential race. And I am not here to pay politicians to campaign. I said to these people, I have already paid you. And the American people hired you to stop that war, to reinstate the Bill of Rights, to refuse to let private interests dictate for the and override the good of all people. And I said to them, I hired you, now do your job. Do not ask me for any more money until you do your job. Do what you said you were going to do. End the war. End the violence. You know, I saw this thing right after the election, and Bush met with somebody in Iraq, one of the leaders, I don't know which one. And they got together to discuss the rising violence in the streets of Iraq. And I just about fell off the sofa laughing. That is so funny. That is so humorous. So I'm calling for divine government in which people tell the truth, in which we are all working together, and divine business with vision and with purpose for the upliftment, the healing, the illumining, the purifying of this planet, the returning it to the blazing jewel of light that it was in the beginning, the Garden of Eden state that this time is eternal and ever-expanding perfection because all of us commit to our ascension, and that means the upliftment of all life. That means there are people on this planet who have come into their ascended master state who are here to heal the sick, raise the dead, operate outside of time and space, purify the atmosphere, and awaken all life, that are literally here to walk the path, the way that Christ did. These are the things he was speaking of. These things that I do shall you also do, and also greater things shall you do. That means that there are those of us who are on earth. We're here to bring the picnic. Okay, we got 12 loaves and 12 fishes. Let's feed 5,000 with it. You got to be willing to give your best gift and bring lunch. That's what enlightenment is. That's what the claiming of your God self is. Now, another thing I want to see, besides peace on earth, is that all companies who have been polluting the atmosphere now turn about, especially the oil companies and manufacturing and the automobile industry, and put 50% of their profits into renewable energy, into purifying the planet, into returning this earth to the condition that is appropriate for God beings to live on. And this is not something that can be legislated. We can all say that we want that. Well, it can be legislated. It's got to be legislated with the oil companies and the auto industry. And the oil companies reported the record profits last year. You and me were paying $3 a gallon for gas that lawyers have now made it that the oil companies cannot be sued for putting additives in that are killing the atmosphere. Yeah, maybe the lawyers better start putting in 50% into how would that be for legislation? All the lawyers, especially those working for oil companies and the auto manufacturers and the drug companies, put 50% of the profits into finding divine solutions. Divine, clean, healthy, loving solutions. And solutions in communicating with each other, really communicating with each other. This is one of the things I'd like to ask that be done. Is children in school have been taught everything except given tools about how to actually get along with people. I have worked with so many people that their whole high school experience, they were miserable because they felt like a reject. They felt like they weren't like other people. They felt like people didn't really know them or like them or accept them. And they didn't see that people just didn't know how to communicate or support, that kids were in so much pain. They were just flailing around. They couldn't see other people's pain. They couldn't see other people's point of view. And a lot of people have never moved out of that place, that place of that emotional development. Or another way to say it is they've been stuck in that. This is where we call on the law of forgiveness and the violet transmuting flame to consume and dissolve and transmute those things so that the future does not equal the past. See, if you built up an expectation that the future is going to be like the past, it's because you have a lot of unforgiveness, a lot of armoring. Just let go of that. you know, it says in the Bible to enter the kingdom of heaven, you must become as a little child. I remember this friend of mine saying, you know, when I was a child, I got up in the morning and anything was possible. Anything could happen. And I saw this picture of her just opening her arms wide and going, fun. This is going to be fun. Do you ever get up in the morning and just say, this is going to be fun. I'm going to like this. This is exciting. This is thrilling. This is a challenge. This is something I can do. Well, ask for what you want. I told you the things I want. I want some big sweeping changes in education. I want the people that are elected to actually follow the will of the people. We want our rights back. We want peace on earth. We want America to be the cornucopia that uplifts life. You know who's such a good example of this? You know, Oprah went over and started a school in Africa. She has billions of dollars, and it's because she gives her best gifts. She knows she works for God. She does everything she can to uplift all life. Everything she can. And it is we are beholden on this planet. We have been given the great gift of being here on this planet at the time when the new golden age is coming in. Every star, every galaxy, every ET, all eyes are on us to get this done. And we are here to usher in this new golden age, joyously, gently, with fun. How about, this is going to be fun. This is going to be fun. We're going to play. We're going to celebrate. We're going to honor each other. We're really going to care about the air everybody breathes. You know, it used to be like, you'd say, don't drink the water in Mexico. Now it's just about become on earth, don't drink the water anywhere. And my darling, what do you think the Intergalactic Council has been saying about us? Earth, did you step in it? Don't drink the water there, man. See, we are the caretakers. Use your best gifts every day to do something for the atmosphere, the environment, for life. When you approach God, when you approach the Ascended Masters, approach with the greatest respect and honoring and cherishing and knowing that the desires in your heart are the desires your mighty I Am Presence, God in you, has for you. They are one and the same. The power that beats your heart while you sleep, that digests your food, the divine intelligence that is constantly doing 15 trillion different activities in your body just so you can tell red from green and blue from yellow, just so you can smell the flowers. That divine intelligence can provide you with whatever you desire, my darling, and make your highest desire for the happiness and good and blessing of all life. If there's anyone that you'd like to leave out of that blessing, if there's anyone you still wish ill, forgive them now. Be responsible for the peace on earth you're asking for. See, if you want to know why we have Iraq, that war in Iraq. It's because of the accumulated hatred and discord of many people. It's no good if you have the Iraqi war going on inside yourself. See, we don't want another Vietnam. We want peace on earth. All of us do. Let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with me. So when I ask you today, write your letter to the Karmic Board. Do it in pencil. Ask for what you'd like for all life on earth. See, I would like all animals to start being honored. I would like everyone to wake up and be so in love with themselves that they couldn't do anything but love and appreciate and honor and cherish and treasure all life. Tread gently on this planet. Use our best gifts every day to uplift and heal and inspire and encourage and support. In the Course in Miracles, it says to heal is to make happy. To heal is to make happy. And that's what we're here to do. We're here to make all life happy. So you can ask yourself, you know, when you walk through a place, are people smiling in your wake? Do people feel better being around you? When I walk through a place, I leave people smiling and happier. I get along with other drivers on the road. Make that your goal. Having your heart's desires and being so happy, so grateful, feeling so good that all you can do is pour out love for everyone. Just pour out love and pour out love and pour out love because you're so happy. And that is the acceptance of your heart's desires right there. And they cannot be kept from you. And they are yours already. So why not claim them? So I want to finish about the Karmic Board letter. Write it like you're writing your fairy godmother. Say, this is what I want support in. This is what I would like to have happen on the planet. This is what I want for myself. After you have said what you want for the planet, this is what I would like for myself. This is what my dreams are. This is what I would like this year. This is what I would like help in. I would like your absolute clear guidance showing me how to do this. And then give thanks for it and burn the letter and ask it be delivered by Archangel Mike, by your I Am Presence and Archangel Michael to the Karmic Board that are meeting at this time. This is the last day until July 1st. So ask for that for me. Ask for what you want for yourself and for the planet and be willing to receive, my darling. Be willing to receive. It's yours, even now. The power is inside you. Look and be still and meditate and ask for divine solutions. And you cannot fail. There's something in the Bible that says, when you ask and pray, believing that you have received, it will be done. And that's a broad paraphrasing, but it be the truth. It is the truth. And so see your I Am Presence. If you can get that I picture of the I Am Presence from the I Am Foundation, I really recommend it. See your I Am Presence giving it to your physical self. See the hand of God reaching down. see yourself with what you ask and accept it that second as you were asking, and it shall be done. And I ask for that with you. And then pour out love on that picture and your acceptance of it. And have your dreams come true now, my darling. So I'll be here next Monday at 2. Until then, happy trails to you. Until we meet again, happy trails to you. Keep shining until then. Happy trails to you. Till we meet again. I love you, and this is my wish for you. That all your dreams come true and are 1,000 times more wonderful than you ever dreamed possible. Men, women, children, and yee-haw!